Trumpeter Buck Clayton died Sunday at the age of 80. Clayton was one of the great sidemen in the Count Basie Band from 1936 to 1943. After his years with Basie, Clayton recorded dozens of records, some with fellow Basie alumni like Billie Holiday, Jimmy Rushing, and Dickie Wells, others with jazz greats like Benny Goodman and Teddy Wilson. Clayton stopped playing about 12 years ago because of dental problems, but he was leading and arranging for his own swing band up until his death. In a moment, we'll hear an excerpt of an interview I recorded with Clayton in 1987. First, let's listen to his favorite of all the records he made with Basie, Fiesta in Blue. Buck Clayton grew up in Parsons, Kansas. As a teenager, he ran away from home and jumped a freight train to Los Angeles to be closer to a jazz scene. But he got his break with Basie's band closer to home while passing through Kansas City.
The band just knocked me out. I was so, I never heard anything like it. And Lips Page had just left the band. So Basie asked me would I join? And I didn't tell him yes right away. I thought about it, but I was a little bit afraid of taking Lips Page's chair because I had heard about Lips all my life as a great trumpet player. But anyway, after a couple of days, I decided to join Basie because I knew they were going to New York anyway.
He had no money to pay you. How did they work it out?
Well, everybody was making $2 and a quarter a night before I got there. $14 a week, a little more. So they all chipped in the quarter and made my salary, which made my salary come to $2 a night.
After you joined the Basie Band, the band went to New York. Were you ready for New York when you got there? Were you prepared for it?
Well, we thought we were till we ran into Woody Herman. And that kind of showed us that we had a lot more to learn. Because Woody kind of embarrassed us in the Roseland Ballroom.
How did he embarrass you?
They played the same number that we played and played it better than we did. So we were a little upset about that. But anyway, we were put back on the road again. We weren't quite ready yet. So we had to get back on the one-nighters and rehearse some more.
When the band came to New York, you weren't all used to recording contracts and the New York club scene. Was Basie initially a little bit naive about how to handle the economics of the big band life in New York?
Yes, he was. Very much. Basie didn't know anything about anything when we first got to New York. But he learned later. He got stung quite a bit. Several promoters took advantage of it, you know. They would tell Basie, this is Count, we don't want you to worry about anything. We don't want you to pay. Don't worry about your bills. You just take care of the music. So they would give Basie a checkbook, a full checkbook, and tell him to sign his name on the bottom, and we'll take care of it, you know. And he did. He signed the whole thing. And on, I think the first 15 numbers we made, he signed all of the copyright over to the recorder. So he didn't get any royalties for so many of the things that we did.
Your very first recording session was in 1937, accompanying Billie Holiday.
Mm-hmm.
In your autobiography, you write about how you liked to play during her breaths, and that you'd watch her mouth when she was singing to see when she was breathing. Could you explain how you would do that?
Well, they would put me very close to Billy. In fact, we used the same mic. And I could watch her, and when she phrased a certain segment of the music, I would be sure not to play while she was singing in that. But as soon as she would stop to go into another phrase, I would come in with what we call filling up the windows. It's just to, you know, to keep it going until she got ready to come back for the next phrase, and I'd cool out.
When we want to love, when we want to work, we work. When we want to play, we play. In a happy setting, we're getting some fun out of life. Maybe
trumpeter Buck Clayton died Sunday at the age of 80. Our interview was recorded in 1987. I'm Terry Gross.